Howdy, hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Church of Calestos. I'm the main leader of the online church, but be aware I'm not the pastor. I just have a new sermon for you guys, and I just really wanted to approach you with it and just send the message to you, and hopefully you'll have open ears for the truth to plant inside your heart. So the truth inside your heart. And I also just want to come to you and refresh your mind with God's word. Even if you might already know this teaching, I still want to come to you and just approach it towards you guys again. Even if you do know it. And if you don't know it, then you're definitely going to grow in the Lord. So I'm just going to start now. Sermon's titled Mere Talk. I'll let you know this sermon will be a little intense. Is there anything, I'll just start the sermon off by this question. Is there anything in your life that God is against in his own heavenly eyes? Many do not realize when they invite evil in their life, you're opening the door to Satan, the devil, or demonic forces. It is camouflage of how Satan plots and attacks. Scriptures are clear to resist and fight against evil. Scriptures is very clear. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Listen to the scripture, and if you just want to come along with your own Bible and follow along, feel free to. So, so 2 Timothy 2:19 says, "The Lord knows those who are really His, and a person who calls himself a Christian should not be doing things that are wrong." In the New King James, it says, "The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Iniquity is wickedness and evil. So Scripture is very clear on the teaching that true Christians should avoid evil. And you can't be really ignorant of God's word as well, because that's how it starts, of disobeying God and not listening to God when you're ignorant of God's word. And ignorant of God's word is the lack knowledge of God's word. So I'm just going to go to another scripture. I'm going to go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and I have a few commentary Bibles, and then I got the Amplified Bible, which I'll be coming with, or at least reading from it soon. So Romans chapter 12, verse 9 says, "Don't pretend that you love others, really love them, hate," and listen to this part of the scripture, guys. "Hate what is wrong, stand on the side of the good." Okay? I'm just going to go to the same scripture. Romans 12, 9 in the Amplified Bible. Listen to this very carefully from the Amplified Bible, because you really need to meditate of what the Word of God says, for instance, on evil and other subjects, definitely. So, Romans chapter 12, verse 9. It says, "Hate what is evil, but hold fast to that which is good." And then I'll read that scripture from the New King James. Which says, "Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. So here's the definition of Romans 12:9. Abhor that which is evil. The word abhor means to hate, to turn from, to avoid. The word brackets evil here is reference to malice or unkindness, or rather than evil in general. places this general direction to abhor what is evil, in relation to the subject under discussion, that is, malice or unkindness. The word brackets evil is not used in this limited sense to denote some particular or special evil. In another scripture, that's very clear to stay away from evil, and hopefully that 2 Timothy 2:19 spoke to you. So I have another scripture for you guys. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22 says, keep away from every kind of evil. The New King James. I'm just going to flip to it. I have it memorized, which says, stay away from every form of evil. That's actually what the scripture says in the New King James. Stay away or abstain from every form of evil. So I'm just going to make it very clear to you guys that God's word is very clear. God does not say in his word that you are to accept evil. He says to abstain from it. Usually when he says that, he refers to of his love that he wants you to, he wants to protect his children from evil. So he tells you to stay away because eventually evil will destroy you and corrupt you. There's other scriptures definitely in the Old Testament, which I won't go to on that subject. Other thing, how can you live a holy life before God when you have something in your life that God is against or something God never intended for you to have? The truth is, you cannot in any way live a godly life with something in your life that is evil. We are called as Christians to live a holy life. Scripture says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 16 says, brackets, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. There is no way for a Christian to live the Christian life right until they see what's wrong in our life, and we have to take action and change our problems between God. Alright, here comes the good part, and this might be a little touchy. Okay, God's word is like a mirror. Sometimes it is scary because we sometimes do not want to see what's wrong with our life, and we do not want to change it, so we ignore the biblical mirror. The Bible is our instruction book how to live our life here on earth. It shows us what we cannot see without it. It comes to the point when you open God's word and you flip to a few scriptures and you say to yourself, oh man, I should not be doing that. It's like you know when you're in the word what not to do and what to do. So, just like I said right there, that the word of God is a mirror. That you look at your life and you open God's word and you somewhat try to fix your life with God's word. If you have something wrong in your life or evil, you try to fix it, you change it, you stop it, because it's mainly obedience. And God, the number one thing that God cares about most is obedience to him. So definitely obedience to God's word is obedience to God. That's a pretty simple teaching. So when you're looking at your life and you really want to examine your life, the life which God gave you, if you have anything that's contradicting scripture, anything that God might be against, you really have to search out God's word and don't follow people's opinions, but make sure it's all accordingly to God's word, guys, and really search it. And that's actually called, you're looking in the mirror, you're looking at your life, and you have God's word open, and you're looking in the word in your life. That's the mirror. Hopefully you catch what I'm trying to say. then I'm just going to read 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16 in the Amplified Bible to you. And then I'm just going to wrap it up. Because so many Christians, and even Christians today, will fall into the wrong hands of the enemy, and they definitely accept things which is evil, and nobody comes to them to help them in that. So you definitely have to be very cautious, having a discerning spirit to discern what is wrong and evil, and definitely stand against it. So 1 Peter 1:16. This is an Amplified Bible. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. It's like the same thing of the New King James and etc. That's it. And